Magandang gabi ho sa inyong lahat at welcome sa gathering ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders po ng iglesyang ito. Again, paalala po kung hinahanap niyo ang ating mga announcements, nasa page 4 po siya ng ating bulletin. At isa sa mga gusto ko pong i-highlight na na-announce kanina ni Brother Aaron is yung panunumbalik ng ating mga ilan sa mga gawain po na ngayon darating na September. So abangan po, ang mga ministry heads po will be coordinating ho ang bawat isa sa inyo and even recruiting new people para makapaglingkod sa mga gawain ito. Sa mga hindi po nakakaalam, at marahil ilang beses ko na rin po ito na-share, ako po ay nagtrabaho sa Jollibee sa Pilipinas ng 3 taon sa 3 iba't ibang klaseng locations. Jollibee has become one of the biggest fast food chains sa Pilipinas or maybe even sa world. Itong malaking kumpanya na to has carried its well-reputed name for the past 44 years. And to protect the company's name, they have certain rules that they need to implement. One of which is the strict rule when it comes sa pagsuot po ng mga uniforme. Sa pagsuot ng uniforme ng mga empleyado. Aside sa dapat po malinis ito at dapat maayos ang pagkakaplansya at maayos ang pagkakasuot, hindi po pwede suotin ang uniforming ito kapag ikaw ay magbe-break at lalabas sa store. At hindi mo rin pwedeng suotin ang uniforme na to pag papauwi ka na ng tahanan o papapasok sa trabaho. Ang isa sa dahilan ay iniingatan ng kumpanya na mamantsahan ng empleyado ang pangalan ng kumpanya sa maari nilang magawa o masabi na labag sa batas o maaaring morally inappropriate. At kung mangyari man po yun, maaaring ikasisira ito ng reputasyon ng kumpanya at makakabawa sa atraksyon sa kanilang mga customers. Kaya iniingatan nila mabuti kung papaano sila kumilos, kung papaano kami kumilos, papaano po kami magsalita kapag suot ang uniforme. Kasi nga po, ang suot naming uniforme, uniform at badge ay nasa pangalan ng kumpanya. Christians, we are to bear a far greater badge and name na nakalakip po sa ating buhay. A much greater reputation to protect. Because we bear the name of the Lord. How have we been bearing yung pangalan ng Panginoon this past weeks? We are now looking at the third commandment sa ating pag-aaral sa sermon series ng 10 commandments or 10 words or 10 instructions. Ang 10 instructions o commands ay ibinigay ni Yahweh sa mga Israelites bilang covenant constitution to know how they are to live as new people and how they are to worship God who redeemed them. Ang Decalogue ay nakahati po sa 2 table. Ang unang commandment, which is consist of 1st hanggang 4th commandment, tells us how we are to relate to God. And the second commandment, commandment number 5 hanggang 10, tells us how we are to relate sa bawat isa. Now, nakita po natin these couple of weeks na yung first commandment deals with the person of God or who to worship, who focuses on the object of worship, which is po ang si Yahweh. And like God the Father, Jesus, ang kanyang only son also demands absolute devotion, loyalty, and praise. Last week naman po, tinignan po natin ang second commandment, which deals on how we are to worship this true God. that we are not to worship any created icon. Kesa ito po ay binuo po natin o hinubog natin sa ating isipan o sa mga material na bagay. Ngayong gabi naman po, aaralin natin ang third commandment, which deals with the attitude of worship. Whose name should we be worshiping? Basahin po natin muli ang Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Mabasahin ko po ito sa English Standard Version. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Ang main point po natin, or main idea na ating sermon is this. God's redeemed are to honor his holy name not only in speech, but also in the whole of living. Hindi lamang sa salita, kundi sa ating pamumuhay. We have divided itong short passage na ito into 3 points. Number 1, the Lord's name. First part, number 7. Number 2, the misuse of the Lord's name. Second part, verse 7. And number 3, the warning for misusing the Lord's name, which is yung last part, number 7. Number 1, the Lord's name. Basahin po natin yung unang bahagi ng verse na ito. You shall not take the name of the Lord. Kung mapapansin natin, sa unang dalawang commandments, God refers himself sa first person. Sa first commandment, ang sinabi po niya, you shall have no other gods before me. Tapos sa second commandment naman, after giving yung commands na dapat hindi ho dapat sumamba o lumika ng mga Diyos-Diyos, ang sinabi niya, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, which is a verse 5. Tapos pagdating po dito sa third commandment, he refers to himself more indirectly o nasa third person. Imbis na sabihin na, you shall not take my name in vain, ang pagkakasabi po niya rito, you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain. Ginawa ng Panginoon ito marahil upang magbigay ng emphasis at importansya sa pag-meditate at paggamit ng kanyang special covenant name sa mga kanyang iniligtas na tao, yung mga Israelites. Now, maaaring naiisip po natin siguro ngayong gabi, bakit? Bakit kailangan pagtuunan ng atensyon o bigyan ng emphasis sa pag-treat ng pangalan ng Panginoon at naisama pa ito sa Ten Commandments? Bakit sobra naman ang pagpapahalaga? Well, I believe na tayong mga Pinoy ay mas nauunawaan ang kahalagahan pagdating po sa mga pangalan, hindi po ba? Back in the day, kadalasan ang mga pangalan na binibigay po natin sa mga alaga nating animals, mapapusa man yan o aso, ay ayon sa kanyang katangian o kulay. Hindi po ba? Ako nung bata, pag meron na po akong alagang aso at ang kulay ng kanyang balahibo ay itim, ang pangalan niya ay Blacky. For those of you who are younger in the generation, you have no idea how we call our animal, our pets. Sorry. Pag puti ang balahibo, pag kulay brown, pag lavender, lavendery, pag fuchsia, fuchsiawi. Of course, wala namang ganong kulay na balahibo. Pero hindi lang po yan sa mga alaga natin animals. Totoo din po ito kadalasan sa pagbibigay sa atin nating mga magulang ng ating pangalan o palayaw. Hindi po ba? Kapag maputi, si Tisoy o Tisay. Hindi po ba? Kapag nakikita ho natin na kung saan siya ay siya'y huling anak, ang pangalan niya ay Bunsoy. So, kung mapapansin po natin, these names were given kasi it reflects the characteristics of the person or thing. Similarly, in a much deeper significance, ang mga names sa Bible ay napakahalaga. Napakahalaga and intentional because it reflects the character ng isang individual. Example, Abraham. the father of many nations, which is siya nga po ang napagsimula ng lahi ng Israel. Joshua, God is deliverance or savior, which is ginamit siya ng Panginoon to deliver the people of Israel at maitawid po sa promised land. So ang tanong, bakit binigyan ng kahalagahan o weight ang treatment ng pangalan ng Panginoon? Because God's name reflects who He is. His character, His attributes, His excellencies. Dutch Calvinist theologian and churchman na pangalan ay Herman Bavinck said, "In Scripture, God's name is His self-revelation. Only God can name Himself. His name is identical with the perfections He exhibits in and to the world." According naman po sa isang American theologian at Presbyterian minister na si Philip Ryken, no one ever named Him or God. Wala ho nagpangalan sa Diyos. Admittedly, from time to time, people have come up with various false names for God. But God's true name is chosen and revealed by God Himself. We do not tell God who He is. He tells us. God has His own naming rights. And this is a sign of His sovereign authority. God's name comes before all other names. Now we come sa third commandment. Ang third commandment po defends the honor of God's great and holy name. Sabi ni Ligon Duncan, this commandment is about treating the name of the Lord, the person of the Lord, the reputation of the Lord as it is, and that is holy. Holy. In fact, ang third commandment po ay ang unang petition sa Lord's Prayer na pinreach sa atin ni Pastor John last month. Sabi ko sa Matthew 6 verse 9, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Hallowed or holy means to set apart. Set apart for what? Set apart for holy purposes. God's name is holy and He wants His people to preserve it for the purpose of worship and praises. So what is God's name sa passage natin? Let's turn back a few chapters sa chapter 3. Where God introduced Himself kay Moses sa burning bush. After a series ng palitan na conversation, tinanong ni Moses, ano ba ang itatawag, papasasabihin ko nagpadala sa akin, sa iyong mga tao? Sabi sa Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 to 4, hanggang 14, and tinanong niya ito, Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is His name?' what shall I say to them?" Verse 14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And He said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Pinakilala ng Panginoon ang sarili niya as I am o Yahweh. Ito po ang covenant name ng Panginoon. Literally, ang ibig sabihin ng Yahweh is I am who I am, which means the self-existing one. God is not dependent on anyone or anything. He has no beginning, He has no end. He doesn't need maintenance, kagaya na nabanggit natin last week. He doesn't need human hands to serve Him. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Ang nakakamangha po dito is that the God, this glorious God, and His glorious name, He has placed it, put His name sa Kanyang mga anak, which is the Israelites. He had identified His name sa kanila, calling them His own, akin kayo. Kaya nga nabanggit sa Exodus chapter 19 verse 5, yung nabanggit natin 2 weeks ago, ang tawag niya sa Israel ay my treasured possession among all peoples. 19 verse 5 ng Exodus. God puts weight sa kanyang pangalan. God's name is His also reputation. At ngayon, itinataya niya ang kanyang pangalan to His people, the Israelites. That's why kailangan nilang ingatan ang pangalan ng Panginoon. To not misrepresent Him, to not misuse His name, and to not dishonor Him to the nations. God's name is His self-revelation. His self-revelation. But the whole revelation of Himself is seen through Jesus Christ. That's God's full revelation. Sa book of John, Jesus made yung tinatawag na kilalang kilala na seven I am statements. The seven I ams, where He was taken upon Himself God's divine name. Isa-isayin ko po sila sa inyo. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. John 10:7 to 9, I am the door for the sheep. John 10:11 and 14, I am the good shepherd. John 11:25, I am the resurrection and life. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And number 7, John 15:1-5, I am the true vine. The seven I ams of Christ. And in John chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus made a shocking statement sa mga Jews. Let me read it to you. They're having a conversation about kay Abraham, kasi yun ang madalas ipagmalaki ng mga Jews, si Abraham, na sila, Abraham is their father. Ito ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa kanila. Your father, verse 56, Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you're not 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? So in short, sinabi niya is, inaabangan ng father Abraham ninyo, na yung pinagmamalaki ninyo, yung pagdating ko. This was 2,000 years before dumating si Jesus Christ in time ni Abraham. So in a sarcastic way, wala ka pa nga 50, toy. Bata ka pa, sasabihin mong inaabangan. At natuwa pa si Abraham nung nakitang lumabas ka. Ito ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ sa verse 58. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Anong ginawa ng mga Jews? They picked up stones to throw at him. Now bakit? Babatuin siya ng mga Jews, not because sinabi niya na mas matanda siya kay Abraham, at napagkamalan siyang baliw, no, but because he claimed to be divine. He claimed to be the I am of Exodus chapter 3. Jesus is saying, I am who I am. Nagets po ng mga Jews, and they know this was blasphemy. Tuwing kiniklaim niya ni Jesus ang I ams na ito, he is ascribing that he is the exclusive one, that he is the exclusive way to God the Father. Sabi sa Acts chapter 4 verse 12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name. Jesus' death on the cross has satisfied the wrath of God towards us sinners and was raised to life so that God would declare us righteous sa kanyang harapan. At ayon sa Romans chapter 10 verse 13, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Alam niyo po ba sa New Covenant, it is the church of Christ, who uniquely bears His name, the church. We bear and display the reputation of Christ kasi tayo ang kanyang ambassadors or representatives. Kaya napakahalaga po kung paano natin isasapamuhay ang ating Christian life nang hindi mag-isa. hindi individually, kung hindi in a corporate body. Last week, we have baptized 6 individuals and we praise the Lord together as a corporate body. And so we are not to live the Christian life alone. We are saved for a community where we are committed to gather weekly to worship together, to pray for one another, to serve each other, and to serve together. And to serve together in this particular local church. So brothers and sisters po sa Crossroads, if meron po tayo mga kaibigan na mahal sa buhay na hindi na natin masyado nakakasama sa gathering, we must be concerned. We must be concerned. We must be loving enough to pursue them, reach out to them, remind them, encourage them, even challenge them with God's word. Because we know that a Christian na mag-isa is in danger. Is in danger. Kailangan natin silang ipanumbalik. Lumagablab ulit ang apoy ng papuri pag magkakasama ho tayo. Itong sinasabi po natin sa napagkasunduan natin if you are a member of Crossroads. At ano po itong kasunduan na ito? Ito po yun. We will be devoted to one another in brotherly love. With humility and gentleness, we will patiently bear with each other, forgiving, encouraging, and building one another up, exercising watchfulness over each other, and admonishing one another when necessary. Ito po ang pangako natin sa bawat isa. Ito po yung kailangan po natin, isa pamuhay. Bakit kailangan po natin gawin ito? Kasi we bear His name as a church. That's why ang members meeting natin mamaya ay isang pagkakataon po to reverend Christ's name together. We gather for the sake of the name. Sabi po ni Charles Bridges, this is yung sa libro niya, na Christian ministry. The elders are making an effort to read this together, pero ito ang sinabi niya. The church is the mirror that reflects the whole effulgence or display of the divine character. It is the grand scene in which the perfections of Jehovah are displayed to the universe. God's name is in His people, and so we are to worship Him as redeemed people. And this is what God wants us to do with His name. Ito po ang gusto niyang gawin sa pangalan niya. To preserve it for the purpose of worship and praise as a church. Again, Philip Ryken. There are many ways to use God's name properly. His name can be praised, honored, blessed, and celebrated. It can be lifted on high and exalted. It can be worshipped and adorned. Pag inaaral po natin ang Ten Commandments, pag inaaral po natin yung mga do not, you shall not, there is also a positive command behind it. You shall. So kung hindi, if we are not to take God's name in vain, ang positive nun is we are to honor God's name. So, ang tanong, paano ba natin, Pastor, na may misuse ang pangalan ng Panginoon? Well, yun po yung number 2. The misuse of the Lord's name. How do we misuse or use God's name in vain? Second part in verse 7. You shall not take the Lord your God, the name of the Lord your God, in vain. So, ang command na ito, kung titignan po natin, ay malawak talaga ang sinasakupan. Mas malawak po siya sa inaakala natin. It's more than just saying bad words or nag-bad mouth ka. Mahigit pa ho doon yung commandment na ito. Ang ibig sabihin ng word na vain ay worthless, empty, nothing, or to use it for no real or good purpose. Gagamitin po ito sa walang magandang layunin. Ang word naman na words na to take dyan sa verse na yan literally means to raise up, to lift up, or to carry or to bear. So ang pangalan po ng Diyos ay may malalim na spiritual na kahulugan, kahalagahan. So this command means that we should not treat God's name like something that is worthless o walang kwenta. Okay? Kasi if we do this, it's saying that God Himself is worthless. Ito'y dapat tratuhin na may paggalang because His name is sacred and holy. To dishonor God's name in any way is to degrade His holiness, His holy character. Kevin DeYoung said, "We are forbidden, therefore, from taking the name of God in a manner that is wicked, worthless, or for wrong purposes." So bilang mananampalataya, we are carrying or bearing the name of Christ na kung saan who redeemed us. That's why ang tawag po sa atin ay Christians. Little Christ. We bear the name of Christ. Para siyang isang tsapa. Alam niyo yung tsapa? Or badge. Okay? Tsapa o badge na dala-dala natin kahit saan if we say that we are Christians. Kaya tuwing tayo ay nakakagawa o nakakapagsalita o nakakaisip ng mga bagay na labag sa utos ng Diyos, ito'y nakakasira sa reputasyon at pangalan niya. So this means we take His name, when we take His name in vain or misuse His name, nangyayari po ito, and here's, ito'y medyo nakakalungkot na part. Pag tayo po'y we take God's name in vain, if we misuse His name, nangyayari po ito, it's when we sin. When we sin. Kahit anong kasalanan, we take His name in vain. So this means we take His name in vain sa paanong paraan, Pastor? Well, in two ways. Through our speech and through our living. Sa ating pamumuhay, sa ating salita, at sa ating gawa. Una, sa ating salita or sa ating speech. Sa paanong paraan, Pastor? Blaspheming God's name. That's what we do. We take God's name in vain, blaspheming it. Ito, ano ibig sabihin po nito? This is outright dishonoring or disrespecting God's name. Attacking God's name, His character, His attributes, or even denying His existence. At madalas po natin marinig po ito sa mga hindi mananampalataya. To speak against God inwardly or outwardly, mga words of hatred, criticism, or rebelliousness, to speak evil of God in failing to respect Him in one's speech is guilty of such sin. Blaspheming God's name. Blaspheming kahit sa ating pag-iisip. Pangalawa, cursing or swearing. We blaspheme or we take God's name in vain when we curse or swear. Now, sa ating modern times, ito po ang pinakasikat na kung saan madalas gamitin sa panahon natin. Using God's name as an expression. No? Kapag tayo nagagalit, kapag tayo nagugulat, kung ano yung magic word na lalabas sa ating bibig, kapag tayo galit, kapag tayo masaya, lahat ng emosyon, lahat ng reaksyon, meron tayo nasasabi. O madalas, pag tayo nasasyak, we say words like, "Oh my God," or "OMG," "Jesus Christ," "Oh God," just go. Ito, tatlo po ito. Sus Mariosep. Sa mga hindi po nakakaalam ng ibig sabihin ng Sus Mariosep, Jesus, Maria, at Jose. So, isang bagsak na, Sus Mariosep. Pag nabahing, God bless you. Using these terms disrespectfully or without reverence or no motive of worship or praising God's name is guilty in taking it in vain. Using it in vain. Pati po ang paggamit natin ng salitang God damn. Okay? Ito po ay blasphemous. Bakit po? Kasi po lumalabas po that God damns or condemns people ayon sa ating kahilingan. Kapag may nakita tayong isang tao at hindi natin nagustuhan, we say this, ikaw. God damn you. So in short, you are saying that you are damned by God ayon sa ating kahilingan, which is heresy. Mga kapatid, those who carry the name of Christ, do you give such expression? Using God's name carelessly reveals our attitudes about who God is at anong ginawa niya. Pray that the Lord would change our hearts. Pray that the Lord would restrain our tongues. Kasi kung ano man ang namumutawi sa ating labi can misrepresent the name that we bear. Walang lugar po sa isang Kristiyano na makapagsasabi ng mga ganitong klaseng mga bagay. We should be instead be in awe of God. In awe sa ating mga sasabihin sa Kanya. So yun po yun. Cursing or swearing, isa pang paraan po that we violate itong commandments na ito through our word, commandment, is by trivializing God's name. So ano po ibig sabihin niyan? Trivializing God's name. Or making God's name less important than it really is. Or speaking of God on too familiar terms or too casual. Nung ako ay youth pastor, and madalas po namin gamitin ito, and we praise God for allowing us to see na hindi pala appropriate yon. Nagpapaprint po kami sa youth camp ng mga t-shirts that says, Jesus is my homeboy. Okay? Dinesearch ko yun sa website. Ay, ito, kulto. Jesus is my homeboy. Or Jesus is my best friend. Jesus, you are my best friend. God is my daddy. Okay? Are these all wrong? Well, not necessarily, but kailangan natin mag-ingat, nawawala po yung kabanalan ng pangalan ng Diyos. According po kay Taylor Bunch in his writings sa Ten Commandments, pati po sa prayer, using God's name na parang punctuation mark or filler. Alam niyo yung filler? Kapag tayo po ay hindi natin alam yung prayer, instead of saying, Lord, salamat po sa pagkain na to. Lord, and Lord, nga pala yung kapatid ko pinagpipray. And Lord, di ba parang nakakarindi yung kung maya mo tatawagin yung pangalan mo pag may kausap ka? Reynante, alam mo ba, galing ako dito, Reynante. Alam mo, pero mamaya pupunta ako ng church, Reynante. Pero pwede ba ako makisabay sa'yo, Reynante? Reynante! Bakit? Wala lang. Reynante eh. Di ba parang nakakarindi? It doesn't make any sense eh. But if you claim the word Lord, that you carry the name of the Lord as Yahweh, as Christ, this is something na hindi ho tama sa harapan niya. And I quote Taylor Bunch, modern Christians are in greater danger. By too often and carelessly using the name of God, they drag it down to the level of common and profane. We too often forget that when we take the name of God upon our lips, we are on holy ground. In the model prayer, His name is mentioned but once, and then it is our Father. And yet many today use the name of God 20 or 30 times in a single prayer. Even the heathen believe that they polluted the names of their deities by using them too often. Kailangan natin tandaan na ang Diyos ay banal. This means we should speak of Him with reverence. He is our Father. Tama po yun. But we need to understand He is also our Judge. Another way na we use God's name in vain is to use God's name for occultic or magical practices. Ayun, Pastor, hindi ako guilty dyan. I hope so. No? Ito'y tinatawag na sorcery sa Bible or sa ating panahon, sa ating mga Pilipino, kilala natin ito eh. Mga albularyo, no po? Mga faith healers. This is trying to manipulate the name of God in order to control certain situation o pagpapagaling or even someone. Okay? Na kung saan ipagpe-pray mo, yan, gagaling, gagaling. Sige, hinga pa, yan, exhale, gagaling. hawakan mo tong bato na ito. Ayan, nas bubulong. Yan, kung kayo po ay laki sa Pilipinas, alam niyo po yung sinasabi ko pong ito. Nangyari po ito similarly sa Bible. Meron pong exorcism na nangyayari po sa mga followers ni Jesus Christ. And trying to invoke the name of the Lord, medyo nag-backlash. Basahin ko po sa inyo sa Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 15. Then some of the itinerant Jews, exorcists, undertook invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Seven sons of Jewish high priest named Siva were doing this. But the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know and Paul I recognize, but who are you? And from there, ginulpi sila and nanakbo silang duguan at gulpi. Not caring for the name of the Lord. The man possessed overpowered them because they're not caring for the name of God. Kailangan po natin ingatan. Or kaya naman, casting a charm. Alam mo, kapag, and saying something na hindi sinabi ng Panginoon sa Bible. Kapag ginawa mo to, yayaman ka. Kapag binigay mo to, mabe-bless ka. Magkakaroon. Ayun. May chan pa yan. Kapag ginawa mo tong bagay na ito, yayaman ka, lulusog ka, magiging masaya kayong pamilya. At ipagpe-pray ka namin lagi. Ay, teka, wala ho, san ho sa Bible po yun? We need to be careful. This is taking the Lord's name in vain. At walang promises ang Panginoon po na ganun. Yes, God can heal in a supernatural way, but yes, God also advanced modern medicine in order to care for our health. And again, yung ating protection and care and success is still under the sovereign care of our Lord and God that we need to trust in His name. Another one is false oaths or promise. False oaths, yung mga unnecessary oaths. Sa Bible times, ang oaths or mga panunumpa ay in which in they invoke God's name ay ginagamit bilang guarantee sa negotiation. Kung saan, sige, by the Lord's name, babayaran kita rito, basta pairamin mo lang ako. At yun lang ginagawa nilang oath. Ang problema po, madalas ito naabuso at ginagamit para malinlang yung kanilang mga hinihiraman o yung kanegotiate nila. At hindi naman nila tinutupad. That's why Jesus said sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 35 to 36, do not make oaths kung hindi po din tutuparin at gagamitin pa ang pangalan ng Panginoon. Di ba? Karamihan dito sa listahan ko, ano, hindi na natin sinasabi, pero we say something similar. Sinusumpa ako sa ngalan ng Panginoon, eto gagawin ko. O kaya naman, nung bata kami, ito sinasabi, Pex man, swear to God, mangyayari ito. Sakit pa rito, just let you, Pex man, sa buhay ko, ibibigay ko. And Jesus is saying sa Matthew 5, let your yes be yes, and be no. So we take His name in vain through our speech and through our living. Sa ating pamumuhay, tuwing nilalabag natin ang utos ng Diyos, tayo po'y guilty of this commandment. We take His name in vain. This is to say na the way we live, kung ito po'y taliwas sa salita ng Diyos, is a violation to this commandment. It is inconsistent, it's fake, and it's hypocrisy. Parang yung bang mga finifilm po natin na video sa TikTok na nilalagay natin, no? Ng iba sa atin, we try to change yung background and we try to place all the filters needed to portray and even say the perfect things, but nothing could be further from the truth. It's just a filter. It's just an arranged scenario. Similarly, this is to say that we Christians, pag tayo po'y namumuhay, nakabaliktaran sa ating paniniwala o ating tinuturo, ay ito po'y lumalabag sa utos na ito. Jesus quotes Isaiah 29 when he said sa Matthew 15, 8 to 9, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Empty, wala sa Panginoon ito. Sabi ng isang anonymous writer na Puritan, it is a sad thing to Christians at a supper, heathen in our shops and devils in our closets, We must remember as Christians that we are representatives of our Heavenly Father. If we are engaged in scandal, we necessarily include God in the charges the world makes. Kapag may nagawa tayong pagkakamali, and sa harapan ito ng madla, hindi lamang po tayo aakusahan, pati ang Diyos ng ating sinasamba ay damay. Ano mga nangyayari? Ano mangyayari kung patuloy po natin gagawin ito? Ito po yung ating last point. At dito tayo magwawakas. The warning when the Lord's name is misused. Verse 7, "For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Mga kaibigan, have you misused the Lord's name in vain? If you did, and I know all of us do, at kung patuloy po natin gagawin ito, hindi tayo makakawala sa banal na hustisya ng Diyos sa last day. Sa lahat ng listahan and more na nabanggit po natin, lahat tayo ay walang kawala. If we have lived a life that dishonored God's reputation and disrespected His name, we are all guilty and will be judged by God sa last day. Kasi po, nakikita po ng Diyos ang ating mga puso. Nababasa na parang libro. The law exposes our sins as it is. Sabi sa Romans 3:20, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." God sees our heart. He judges us. He uses His law to judge us. Kaya po natin itago sa ating pamilya. Kaya po natin itago sa ating kaibigan, sa ating magulang, sa ating mga anak, asawa, mga members at pastors ang ating kasalanan. Kaya po natin itago yan. We become expert in masking our secrets, our sinful secrets. Pero hindi natin ito matatago sa isang all-seeing and all-knowing God. Hebrews 4:13, "No creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." So wala po tayong kayang itago. Hindi tayo makakataka sa hatol ng banal na Diyos. God will judge and He will not hold anyone guiltless. Except if you carry the name of Christ. Jesus Christ, God has sent, is the perfect Son of God who lived a life of perfect obedience sa ating Diyos Ama. He took our place on the cross to receive the judgment na dapat sa atin. On the cross, as He was experiencing God's judgment, He did not curse. He did not blaspheme His name, but His final words, "Our Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," surrendering to the will of the Father. Jesus gave His life to God, and He did not dishonor Him. He did not blaspheme Him. He did not curse Him. He died, was buried, and has risen from the grave. So friends, this is not just for self-preservation. You're either living for the name of Christ or you're living for another name. Kasi darating ang panahon when you face God, and if you do not have the badge or the name of Christ, sa harap ng Panginoon, hindi ka guiltless. You are guilty. You need to repent from your sins and trust in Jesus Christ at yung ginawa niya sa cross para sa kaligtasan. Friends, God's name is hallowed, kagaya na nasabi natin kanina, or holy. And He wants us, His people, to preserve it, to protect it for the purpose of worship and praises. Bakit po? Kasi po ito ang gagawin natin for eternity. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 to 11 says, "So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We praise Jesus' name here. We praise Jesus' name towards eternity. Yun po yung blessing na meron kapag ikaw ay anak ng Diyos. Sa first commandment, Jesus is the exclusive object of our worship. Sa second commandment, Jesus is the true icon that we should be devoted and worshiping. The third commandment is His true name. His true name that we will be singing for eternity and praising. God's redeemed are to honor His holy name, not only in speech, but also in the whole of living. Tayo po'y manalangin. Salamat, Panginoon, sa kabutihan ninyo sa amin. Lord, sa commandment na ito, ay pinagbubulay-bulayan po namin ang aming sarili at na-expose ang aming nasa puso. Lord, forgive us for the many times that we have taken your name in vain. We magnify our name instead of yours. Father, give us deeper repentance dito. And help us not just to speak words of praises and to be careful with words na gagamitin namin na gamit ang pangalan ninyo, but also to live lives that points to a great holy God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.